And now back to Ahmet Erdogan, Record Man.
Go, Jim Daddy! Go!
Atlantic Records had a tough couple of years when rock and roll first hit. White artists were covering their songs and their labels were getting all the sales. If Bill Haley wasn't recording Big Joe Turner songs, then Georgia Gibbs was covering Laverne Baker for the white market. Rock and roll wasn't even called that, but slowly, young Southern whites were beginning to show an interest in the kind of music Ahmet Erdogan was making. Ahmet eventually made rock and roll hits of his own. Even Big Joe Turner, the rotund 300-pound blues belter, became a Bobby Sox hero. Ahmet was always on the lookout for something hip, like this little song five teens from New York's PS 109, who called themselves the Bobettes, wrote about their school principal. Also helping Atlantic break into the rock and roll world was a young white singer Ahmet heard playing piano in the Atlantic waiting room.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright.
After Ray Charles, who was undoubtedly the single most influential rhythm and blues performer of his day, the most important artist Ahmet produced in his career was Bobby Darin.
There was a party going on, there was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving.
But Ahmet didn't just suddenly step into the pop music world. All the time that he was recording all that funky blues and R&B, Ahmet was also recording the soundtrack of Cafe Society, jazz-tinged vocalists like Chris Connor.
Those happy hours I spent with you, that lovely afterglow, most of all, I miss you.
Or Sylvia Sims.
Each kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. He takes me to paradise.
Or the blind organist Joe Mooney, a special favorite of Ahmet's.
A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard, I beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around.
Ahmet took Darin from early rock and roll hits through bigger sessions like Dream Lover to a single that would not just be the biggest selling record of 1959, but also the biggest selling record of 1960.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh,
Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife was one of the biggest hit records of its time.
I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynn, and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in
As Atlantic grew, Ahmet and Wexler began to rely on other producers, like the brilliant Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, to produce the actual records. Ahmet's brother Nesui ran the label's thriving jazz program and recorded for Atlantic musicians like Charles Mingus, the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Coltrane. But Ahmet continued to make records himself, everything from this 1963 session with saxophonist Sonny Stitt covering the Charlie Parker songbook, to this Benny King hit.
No, 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 no. Don't play that song for me. It brings back memories.
Or this final chart entry by longtime Atlantic star Laverne Baker.
Well, see, CC Rider, just to see what you have done. Lord, 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 Lord.
Or this jazzy Beatles cover by R&B veteran Esther Phillips.
I give him all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love him too. I love him.
Do a dip.
In 1963, Ahmet and Atlantic engineer Tom Dowd went to Jamaica to explore the recording scene in the recently liberated British colony. Dowd remembers being met at the airport by a military escort and being driven to town in a Jeep with a machine gun mounted on the rear. They put together a bunch of records for a Dance the Ska album, including an all-star aggregation called the Ska Kings, featuring a young Toots Hibbert of the Maytals on lead vocals.